Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting second. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Downing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Al Downing. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Wagner moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Hinton moves to second. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hinton scores. Colavito moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Schofield fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to third. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton bunts towards the mound. Downing fields it and throws to third for the out. Wagner moves to second. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Al Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing bunts for a double play. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tresh. The throw from SQ and he is out, Brown applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mantle moves to third. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown bunts towards the mound. Downing picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Downing. Brown moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schofield strikes out. One out. Al Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing bunts for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Clark reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark bunts towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Boyer, and towards Schofield, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a pop-up towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gibbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops it up and throws to first, with Downing covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Roy White pinch hits for Al Downing. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mantle hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Clark moves to second. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-3 in the game. Pepitone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Mantle moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Bob Allen now pitching. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mantle scores. Pepitone moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brown fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 2. The Indians will come to bat. Whitey Ford now pitching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pepitone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gonzalez for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 3 in the game. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Bob Allen. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Luis Tiant now pitching. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elston Howard pinch hits for Dick Schofield. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson pinch runs for Elston Howard. Billy Bryan pinch hits for Whitey Ford. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richardson moves to second. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.